Well, a frequent and favorite guest joins us this morning, someone many of you know as well, a familiar face if you've attended any of the HealthLink seminars in the past year or so, particularly smoking cessation classes. Cindy Carey joins us this morning. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Tricia.
And Cindy, you're the director of HealthLink, the coordinator for the HealthLink programs.
Yes.
And smoking cessation. And boy, you have done a bunch of work to expand the programs that you're running. Tell us about that.
Well, what I'm finding, especially from the smoking cessation perspective, is that it works a little bit better to bring the programming into the areas that people need it. So in moving it around the area and finding the pockets of population that may not otherwise come to, say, a shopping town mall or a Liverpool library site, they may be much more likely to attend programming if it's a little closer to home.
Sure. And this is your smoking program as well as a number of other programs, too.
True.
So talk to us about some of these new locations where you're taking classes.
At Shopping Town Mall, we are at Liverpool Library pretty regularly, and what we were looking for was sites that were maybe south, on the south side of the city, because mm-hmm. there were certainly an untapped audience there. So we've done some collaborative work with the Dunbar Center, which mm-hmm. has worked out just beautifully.
And what kinds of classes are you teaching at the Dunbar Center?
We've spoken on diabetes, we've spoken on nutrition, just general nutrition. We just recently had an exercise program, how to get started, how to stay motivated. It's a great group of people, and they have some fascinating questions, and they're always looking for more information. So
great.
They have some really great programming.
You have
there.
A very engaged audience there.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. And I know now we've been talking about classes. It's each week, I know listeners hear me talk about the calendar and the classes you're going to be offering. You've been at the Magnarelli Center up near on Grant Avenue?
Yeah, Grant Boulevard, yes.
Yes.
On the north side of the city.
Uh-huh.
And that came as a program that was, again, a collaboration with the physical therapy department and the Syracuse City Parks, where we can offer free exercise programs that are actually led by our physical therapy students and graduates, so that there's people who are familiar with exercise, familiar with physical therapy and the limitations people may have because of some diagnoses. And they lead these exercise programs throughout the city parks. And again, that's free. So it's a great collaboration. And with the obesity epidemic being what it is, this is a great way to get the information out there. Next week, we have a program on March 10th that will discuss running and minimizing your risk for injury. If you're a new runner, if you're an active runner, things that you might be able to do to improve your chances at being the best runner you can be.
Now, these are being offered through the city parks, but you don't have to be a city resident to participate, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Talk about who your perfect person to attend this running class would be.
I would say, given the information I have, it would be someone who is wanting to know more about running, or someone who might be interested in the races, the race season that starts very soon within the city parks. In fact, I think the Shamrock Run is
soon.
Is or just uh-huh. happened, yes.
Okay. And so these are people who are probably active runners, or they're thinking about getting into the active running.
Want to know a little bit more about running or how to improve what it is that they're already doing without risking injuries.
So. Right. And again, these are free. And that's, I want to talk about that for a minute, because I'm not sure that people understand what a huge resource is. You are using locations around the county. You are using the time of professionals. These people are volunteering to do the work they're doing. But how on earth do you offer these programs for free? Somebody must be paying for them.
Actually, because this fulfills the mission of Upstate, which is to educate the communities that we serve and to, offer the resources and kind of outline some of these fantastic resources that we have here at Upstate, share that information within the community, and really just be there for the people that we work with.
You know, it's the beauty of being part of the state system. As a part of the state system, part of the mission, and this is what we need to understand as taxpayers, is that we are helping to fund all of that as taxpayers. We should be taking advantage of these things.
Absolutely.
So we say they're free, but in effect, we've already invested in them.
Right.
So we should be participating to the fullest extent we can. Tell us about how you get ideas for the programs you want to offer.
Well, typically at the end of each program at HealthLink, we offer an evaluation and ask for ideas for new programming. And so I take a look at those ideas and kind of funnel the most popular requests into programming for the next month, the next 2 months, so that we have, I'm always working off the suggestions so that we can get new programming. Sometimes we repeat programming that was especially interesting to folks.
And tell us how you, so first of all, give us some ideas of some of the new programs you've implemented that way.
I think one of the most requested topics seems to be mental health issues currently. So that's something that we've really tried to keep on the forefront and almost on a monthly basis offer something that was somehow related to mental health.
And when you talk about mental health, you're talking about a broad spectrum. I know I've seen things about addictions, for instance. I've seen things having to do with smoking, which in some ways is, that's an addiction.
Yes.
That's another one of the programs you need to offer. And what other kinds of programs along that line?
Treatments for mental health issues, you mm-hmm. know, what is CBT?
And these are things that people can just come and listen.
Yes.
They're not making any commitment to see anybody yet.
Absolutely.
They're
not
having to make any decisions about whether they want to participate. And sometimes do they come because there's somebody else in their lives that they feel has a problem?
Oftentimes it may be a loved one they just don't know how to work with or communicate with. And sometimes it's just helpful to know that there's resources available, even if you're just in an information gathering mode at that point.
Very good. People can make suggestions to you, too, as well, and get more information about classes. You want to give us your contact information if they have a suggestion for you?
Certainly. You can reach me by email at carryc@upstate.edu.
C-A-R-Y-C at upstate.edu. And your phone number?
And my phone number is 464-4426.
Very good. And we'll put links to that on our HealthLink On Air website. Cindy Carey, great to see you again. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Spring cleaning, or what the heck is cognitive behavior therapy? Well, dear listeners, people who consult me as a psychologist are often surprised that I ask whether they exercise, get enough sleep, make time for fun with friends and family, and take good care of themselves. Fact is, if we all did more of those and worried less about keeping up with the Joneses, we'd be a lot happier and healthier and maybe even wealthier. But you know, some old habits are hard to break. Take me, for instance. This past Monday, I woke up feeling crummy, tired, a bit of a sore throat and a headache, a cold. Years ago, I had one cold after another. Then I started turbocharging my immune system with regular exercise. In recent years, whole winters have gone by and I haven't had even a sniffle. But Monday, there it was. My first thoughts were automatic, habitual, and Puritan ethic predictable. You can't take off sick. You're too busy, especially because you have that two-day meeting starting Wednesday and everything else is scrunched into the other 3 days. So I dutifully kept getting ready for work. Sniffle, sniffle. But a bit later, my 30-plus years of psychological training, practice, and expertise showed up. And I thought, Jiminy Cricket, Rich, those are just thoughts and you can trade them in on other thoughts anytime you want. So I did. And I really like the one that popped into my think tank. It's a quote from Dina Castor, a premier U.S. Olympic marathon runner. After pushing herself training too hard for too long and paying the price in injuries and less success, Dina developed a new mantra. Rest as deeply as you work. Isn't that nice? Rest as deeply as you work. So I did. I called in sick and went back to Snoozerland. For the morning, anyway. I told you they're tough to break completely. One step or one nap at a time. So if you've got some bad habits running you in the wrong direction sometimes, this year, when you do your spring cleanup, start in the attic and search out some of those junky old thoughts that keep you doing the do you don't really want to do. Then toss them and do the new do you really want to do. That's cognitive behavior therapy and a whole lot more fun. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.